Kelly Whetstone, 1-2 Listen Advisor and host of Empowerment on 1-2 Radio. My purpose is empowerment, and beginning this fall, I'll be teaching ongoing classes called You Empowered. The first series of four classes begins September 19th at 5 p.m. Pacific on 12academy.com. It is the prerequisite for all classes that follow. It's called You Empowered, Energetic Tools to Master Your Personal Space. You are it. There is no power external to you. Everything in your life begins and ends with you, and you have the power to change anything you don't like. The tools you will learn in this series will prove that to you. They will lay the foundation for wonderful, empowering work. The tools culminate in a meditation that you can use every day to set your personal space. A grounded, empowered person has a lot to offer the world, and the world will respond. What you vibrate at, you attract. If you change your energy, your experience will change. And that is You Empowered. After the first series, the classes will fall under two categories. You Empowered expanded energetic tools and methods to master your environment for success and healing. And You Empowered understanding oneness, spiritual principles to master your life as taught by a broad range of masters, teachers, and philosophies. Each class will begin with the meditation you learn in the first series. I am very excited to get back to 1-2 Academy and teach what I am most passionate about. I hope you'll join me. Go to 12academy.com to enroll. Every class will be recorded, so if you can't make a live class, you'll have the recording to work with.
Good morning, good evening, whenever you happen to be listening. You have found your way to Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. And no, Kelly Whetstone's voice did not dramatically change. This is your guest host, Jay Barvell, stepping in for today because Kelly had an appointment. And she asked if I would come and be here, be a placeholder while she is away 1 week. And I said, absolutely, I would love to come and be here. And I wanted to start off the show with Kelly's latest infomercial so that way you can take a listen and know about her upcoming 1-2 Academy. It's a whole series. And this is the first one coming up that she talks about in the infomercial. And I also wanted you to be able to hear her voice. And there are lots of changes happening at 1-2 Radio. And this is just a temporary one where I'm just here 1 week stepping in. And I'm here to talk all things empowerment. Speaking of more permanent changes happening at 1-2 Radio, you'll notice the Tuesday lineup has changed. Kat, Psychic Kat, has moved over to a space right after Mark. And that is the Intuition Hour. That's at 9 a.m. Pacific on Mondays now. And in place of Kat on Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, Peggy with Oh My Angels is here and has taken over that spot. And she just had her first show today. So it isn't uploaded yet in the on-demand system, but it will be, I would say, in about a couple hours. And you'll be able to take a listen if you were not able to tune into that first show. And she was also given an update on just all things Peggy, all things Oh My Angels. And so it's a great way to listen and catch up with what's going on with her. And just to get a little bit of a sneak peek into what she's going to be bringing in the upcoming weeks and months for Oh My Angels. All right, so you got to hear CA and Mo. They were on just the show before for CA's show. And Mo comes on usually once a month for a very special show. And today was one of those shows where they got to have a conversation while they were live on the air. And it's always so enlightening to be able to hear the two of them talk to one another and communicate their different perspectives. They have a rich amount of knowledge and wisdom within each one of them individually. And then when you bring them together, watch out. So that happened just the show before this one. And you can listen to that on demand here very shortly once CA has a chance to put that up on 12radio.com. That's the website and the radio station that we are broadcasting from or broadcasting on, however you would like to be able to say that. Regardless of how you say it, I'm excited to be here with you. And so let's get into the topic today. I wanted to have this show be a little bit more hands-on in the sense of a practical tip or trick to be able to tune in to the present moment and then also to what our intuition wants to communicate to us. And today we're going to be using oracle cards as a way to do that. Because I don't know about you, but when I am using my intuition and I'm using my intuition for other people, it is far more accurate than when I am sometimes trying to use it for myself. And usually I notice for myself what causes the distortion is my own feelings and emotions, my own very strong feelings and emotions, and how that can sometimes either block out intuitive guidance or block out some of the wisdom that wants to come in through my intuition because I'm so fixed on how my feelings and emotions have me seeing the situation. Like it has a certain rigidity to it. So I've found for myself one of the ways to get to know my intuition in relation to my own life, in relationship to my own choices, and in relationship to how do I listen in the moment. Of course, for me, it's been going back to school, and then practice, and having mentors, having teachers, having peers, a group of peers to work with, and to hone my abilities, and then also my own homework at home. And one of the homework at home is using an oracle card deck or a tarot deck or other divination tools like runes or the I Chi to be able to divinate what your intuition is wanting to communicate, like the whole message. And like as I said before, sometimes when we're in an emotional reaction in a situation, because of the heightened feelings and emotions, it's not that we don't have necessarily a connection to our intuition, because I believe we do, but we may not be seeing the whole picture or all the information that is wanting to be conveyed. That may, you know, we may not be getting a crystal clear picture like we think we are. And using a divination tool is helpful in being able to get that confirmation that whatever it is you are feeling intuitively, it gets confirmed in the cards. And then if there is more information that might be outside your purview or outside what you normally look at, that kind of information can also come in through the cards. And it can also deepen how you communicate with your own intuition. It will increase the symbol library that you have to work with. And it also is going to round out giving you more of the story, more of the information, more of the nuts and bolts of how it all works. There's always more. Like we think, kind of like when we listen to the for those of you that listen to the mainstream nightly news, they package it up in such a way that they make you feel like they've told you everything. You know, they've told you all the stories, all the hot stories, all the things going on, and then they've told you everything about it. They make you feel like it's complete. But that's just a feeling. If you were to really dig down deep, if you were to really go and research each story individually, you'd realize there would be so much more information to look at. There would be so much there's so much more to the story than was conveyed. And I feel like in a similar kind of way, our mind can do that to us. It can kind of package things up and put things in a pretty bow and be like, this is it. This is all it is. Don't you worry about looking around, trying to figure out more or trying to see what else, you know, is underneath. Don't you worry about that. Just look at this pretty package right here. I feel like our brain, our mind does that to us. And so it only knows what it knows. And it really knows patterns really, really well. And it really knows like the go-to choices that we normally make. That's what our brain knows like inside and out. What it doesn't know is what it doesn't know. And what it doesn't know is how to interpret your intuition. It doesn't really know how to interpret your feelings and emotions. That's for your heart, not for your brain. Our brain will definitely try, but it isn't going to necessarily be able to do the whole job. And so this is where this whole topic came up today, because really this group here that's listening in, you're not just operating from your mind, and you're also not just operating from your heart. You realize that you're a whole complex of a mind, body, spirit, and that multiple facets that make up you require different things, want different things, have desires for different things. And it's how do they all meet up in the middle to create the you that shows up in the world, the you that shows up in the world in this moment? How does that all come together, and how does that express itself through your life? And we can, of course, go do our life. We don't need to do a reading. It's not a necessity. But for those of you that are trying to understand the difference, like you're trying to get into the nitty gritty of the differences of how you might feel day in and day out, or from the morning to the evening, like you're trying to get more into understanding your own energy flows and how like your own personality dynamics, pulling cards daily can be really helpful in getting to understand that part of ourself. Because it really does bring in a way to bring in information that is there in the cards, you know, so there's going to be the part that comes in through the author. So, you know, get a deck that you really resonate with and speaks to you. And then there's the part where just sitting in that space, being open to get more messages from your intuition. It allows your intuition to also communicate more understanding, more knowledge, more wisdom, more of the bigger picture to you. And so it's both and. It's not one or the other. The power is not in the cards. The power is in you. And the God, goddess forces that are animating you from the inside out. All right. So let's jump into how we're going to do this together. I am going to pull 5 Oracle cards from the Kyle Gray deck called Angels and Ancestors. And I'm asking for this group of all of us listeners listening in here in the 1-2 universe for empowerment. For today, what are messages from the Holy Spirit and our higher self, our whole mind, body, spirit complex that will be helpful to understanding what's going on with us? So there isn't a question, there isn't a wonderment, there isn't a doubt, that we can feel solid in what's happening, even if there is instability, even if there is uncertainty. And so because this is general, there's going to be 5 cards I'm pulling for all of us. Listen with your intuition. This is practice. Listen with your intuition of what parts of either the message from the cards or the intuitive message that comes through me that resonates with you, that can help you with the intention I just set. for you personally. All right. So the stage has been set. I am shuffling the cards. Again, this is the Angels and Ancestors Oracle Card Deck by Kyle Gray. I love his use of animal, spirit totem animals that are on the cards. And they're very vibrant in color. And so those are all things to pay attention to when you are looking at what is being communicated from your intuition about the cards. What are the symbols that jump out at you? What are you drawn to? That those are all factors in how your intuition is communicating with you. All right, so cutting the deck. All right, tell me you're here. Tell me that you are following along in the comments. We have a live chat going on. You can reach the live chat by going to 12radio.com and clicking on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. It does open up a brand new window. It is a private Facebook group with the same name, 12radio. Send over an invitation if this is your first time. We'll get you approved while we're live on the air. And then you will see my lovely banner there at the top of the page once you're in. And you'll see people talking in the comment section under the banner. That's where the comment section is happening. And you will, in this case for today, see Kelly's banners there. It's a teal color. And you see Kelly's smiling face and empowerment across the screen. That is where the magic is happening for today. Card number one. Mother Earth. Feel loved and comforted. And there is a like a mother goddess. She's very earthy. She's got like plants growing around her. She's got butterflies landing on her transformation. There is like a feminine symbol, a symbol of the divine feminine in the sky. And she's holding the world. Like she's holding the ball, the earth ball, and it's as if she's like a pregnant stomach. And there's a symbol of the moon, a crescent moon on her third eye. Her connection, to me, that signifies the connection to her organic flow. The moon helps us get on our organic flow. There are a lot of inorganic frequencies. Inorganic patterns that we get taught as far as like how to live, how to think, how to work. And I feel like this card is signifying a switch that's been going on for a long time. The divine feminine has been coming back onto the planet and the divine feminine way. And it is here to balance out with the divine masculine. And the more masculine energies, we hear a lot of people talk about the patriarchy. There have been matriarchies in the past, and I feel like we're going into something that is more co-ed, where it isn't about one energy dominating the other. It's more about how do the two energies work together to create something exponentially more powerful and beautiful and healing for both. It isn't about one dominating the other, and it isn't about the retribution either. But there is a sense of like being grounded and real about what has to happen to get us more grounded in our bodies. So that's the message I feel for us generally speaking, is to get grounded and to really get deep into our the layer within where our guides are, where you tune into your guides. Some of you may feel them within you. Some of them might feel them just right outside of you. But in that realm of your guides, I do feel like it's important to really get into that dimension. There's a lot of rich guidance and information coming from Mother Earth herself that can be very helpful to each one of us individually for our path. And also, too, it's great to be aware and foster this connection, because the earth is changing quite a bit and very fast. And this allows us to be plugged in and to be able to tune in to those up-to-the-minute changes that you would be able to feel through that connection, the changes coming from the earth. All right, so let me know what speaks to you, what stands out to you, and what comes through when you hear the Mother Earth card coming up. Feel loved and comforted. Feel loved and comforted. All right, number two, the Water Guardian. Connect with your emotions. Connect with your emotions. It's a beautiful, she's a feminine figure as well. She's got blue wings, but she also has like mermaid-like skin as if she's like a mermaid angel. She also has adornments on her third eye and also on her heart space. And I do feel this card is in conjunction with the first one in the sense of using our deep feelings and emotions as a way to go deeper within. So it isn't about getting caught up in those specific feelings and emotions and like getting stuck in feeling them over and over and over again. That's not what I'm saying. But it is a sense of like an access point, much like our imagination is an access point to our inner world. Similarly speaking, in another kind of way, our emotions are an access point to our inner world and to our power. And with the Water Guardian coming up, it just feels like it's very important for us to find our flow. Find our individual flow, our collective flow with our community, but our own personal flow within ourselves. Water Guardian, connect with your emotions. All right, number three, the High Priest, intent and create. There is a Egyptian looking gentleman. He has that very Egyptian looking staff and also a head adornment. And then there is a large hawk. And then there is a Metatron, like, I want to call it a, not a tesseract, but it is a, it's Metatron's cube. It's Metatron's cube is what it is. And our own personal, I can't think of what the name is. Why can't I think of that name? It's like our own Merkaba. That's what it is. Our own personal Merkaba. And that Merkaba field is that energy field that allows us to interdimensionally transport ourselves wherever we want to go in the universe. So with that, I feel like there is this sense of connecting with the traditions that we have been growing up in and finding the new, like the new meaning in it, the current value and worth of that wisdom, to be either to hold on to it, to stand by it, to reaffirm it, or to look at it and be like, yeah, no, I don't line up to this anymore. This is out. But I just feel like there's a like a discernment of what you believe is important right now. And that this Mercury retrograde that we're going through is the perfect time to be able to reassess and to reevaluate those deeply held beliefs that we've been carrying around since childhood. Do they still serve us to believe them? And do we have more information? Maybe it's not a belief anymore. Maybe we have our own real life experience. So it might be about updating or recalibrating those beliefs, but bringing them current. I just keep seeing bringing it current and making sure that it isn't, we're not just going with the old worn out view of the past. We're updating and getting clarity on why does it still mean something to us now? All right, that's the High Priest, intent and create. Number four, there's the shaman. Trust in higher forces. Trust in higher forces. And there's a giant owl that is on top of the, there's a Native American man in full Native American dress. And there's a owl, and the owl has its outstretched wings as if he's sitting on the man's head. And to me, the owl signifies being able to see in the dark and deeper esoteric and occult wisdom. And that is not necessarily something you're going to find in a book. You may, but it's more about going deeper. Like, all these messages are about going inward, and this one is this also in that trend, in that regard, where this is about going in. This is about being able to tune into our guides and to be able to listen to what they have to say. And if there is some sort of action that we're willing to apply it, to go out in the world and go do it and to follow through. I feel like, but first, before any action, I feel like this is about connecting with our own inner shaman. It doesn't mean go out and find a shaman, although if you are feeling your intuition guiding you in that direction, well, this is also a nod to continue to go and seek. And don't forget, what you are seeking is seeking you. But I also feel this is not about seeking anything outside yourself. This is about getting more in touch again with that inner shaman, the one that knows how to navigate that inner space and that multidimensional space, the one that can confidently do that. And there is a version of you in there that is very confident in all that and does have an inner shaman. But you just may have either disassociated from it. You might not believe you have such a thing. And if you do, you might just not know or feel like you can trust or access it. And this is where I would say it's about meditation, quiet time, time in nature, using those times as a, like, entry point to be able to tune into that deeper part of you that is very connected to nature, is very connected to the universe, is very connected to the all that is, and be able to sense it in your physicalness. It's not going to all come in at once. It's that we have multiple experiences over our life. And so if you don't feel like you've had like a experience that, like, you know, fireworks lights up your world, that's okay. That doesn't need to be the case to mean that it's happening or to mean that you're deepening your relationship with that inner world. It's the still small voice within. It's not the party within. It's the still small voice within. All right, that's the shaman. Trust in higher forces. Trust in higher forces. You are being guided. Earth Guardian. Stay rooted and grounded. And this is a gentleman angel. He's all dressed in like a green. He's like got green feathers, green and golden feathers, with white wings in the back, gray hair. And he's got a staff with a dream catcher. There's also a marking on his third eye with a jewel, an emerald. So I'm feeling a lot of heart energy here, a lot of healing that is wanting to happen in the heart. We've all been through the ringer lately. I mean, we just need to go back to 2020 and COVID era go back to a rough time. And it hasn't really, life has never been the same since. And we're in another kind of rough time in the war that's happening in the world. And we can easily get very caught up in all that. And I would say it's important to understand and know what's happening, but also to understand that you're the only one that can disseminate and control the flow of information that's coming at you. Because if you leave it to the mainstream or social media, you will be constantly bombarded. And so that's where it's up to us to use discernment and to sometimes unplug, take a moment in nature, take a moment to drop down and connect in our heart. And that is valuable to carve out time to do that. Is the whole world going to understand? No. Is the rest of the world going to find it valuable? Maybe. But probably not. But that's where you don't have to check in with them. It's more you deepening your trust and knowing that of the value for you that you found, and that you want to foster that energy dynamic, and you want to foster it in you so it can continue to go out into the world. Earth Guardian, stay rooted and grounded. Here's the second message here for being grounded right now. So what do you think of these cards and this experience of tuning in and being able to use Oracle cards or tarot cards or the alike to be able to tune more further into your own guidance and understand yourself better? All right, so we have, don't forget, there is a social media chat that's happening live with the show. And that's happening over in the private 1-2 Radio group over on Facebook. All you got to do is send over an invitation if you haven't already to get in. And Renee is joining us. Hi, Renee. She says, good morning, Jay, with a heart and a lion and a beautiful flower with bees. And it's Tuesday blessings. Hallelujah to that. Tuesday blessings for everyone. Quelly. Hi, Quelly. She says, blessings, Jay. I get to listen to you while working. Yeah. Awesome. I love that you're here. Thank you for being here with us and listening in while you're working. And we hope that we're adding some pep to your step. Pamela. Hi, Pamela. She says, hello, Jay. It's great to see you, Pamela. I hope and trust you're doing well and feeling good and taking it one foot in front of the other day by day and finding some of the richness and the good stuff that comes when we do that. Unexpected. It's unexpected. All right. Thank you, Pamela, for being here. It's great to see you. And Maureen. Hi, Maureen. She says, hi, Jay, and 1-2 friends. Hi, Maureen. Thank you for being here today. And Renee says, okay, following along. Thank you, Renee. I appreciate you being here and going on this journey with me this morning. I hope that it is deepening your connection to your intuition and bringing in some new messages that can be helpful. Michelle says, hello, my first time listening to this program. Hi, Michelle, and thank you for listening in this first time. Thank you for being here. As I said at the top of the hour, when you're here, normally you're going to hear Kelly Whetstone. This is her show, Empowerment. She's just stepped away for a week. She had an appointment. But I'm very happy that you're here, and I'm excited that you get to join in here with the 1-2 Universe. It's an amazing group of like-minded individuals, heart-centered individuals, very psychic and empathic individuals. And we just welcome you into the fold, Michelle. Thank you for being here. Pamela says, Jay, do you feel that there has been some pushback with the Divine Feminine coming in? Yes, I feel like the pushback has been going on for a long time. And that these changes have been underway for a long time. All the different feminist movements and Me Too movements and that go way back. You know, this is before I was born, all these things were happening. I feel like that was the beginning of that pushback that was coming in as these more divine, what we would consider more divine feminine energies coming into the earth, coming onto the planet. More like, I would say they haven't gone anywhere, but they're more readily available to tune into. It's almost like they were somehow blocked out, or through our own rigidity, just how we were brought up and what we were programmed with, societally speaking, that there was a certain sense that some of that was blocked out or didn't even seem like it existed. And then if you've been spending some time deepening your intuition, making time to practice your connection and trusting your connection and learning, growing through your own personal time in research and reading, as well as spending time to tune in. You know, there's amazing things that can come through our intuition. So yes, it's incredible. I do feel like it's been going on for a while. And I feel like the pushback, though, it's going to be less pushback and more like viable, grounded, real change is going to come through that more divine feminine way. I'm not exactly sure how, but it's just feels like there's going to be there's like some kind of quiet power about the whole thing. And it's like, instead of the feeling or the vibe that it needs to stand up to the patriarchy, it's like it is somehow finding a way to go around that. It's just doing, it's as if just like the patriarchy wasn't waiting around for the matriarchy to get approval. It's the other way around. The matriarchy isn't waiting for the patriarchy's approval. It's just doing what it's doing. And I feel like there is going to be I see a seesaw moment where things balance themselves out, where we will no longer, for those of us that are willing and able, we won't need to see them as opposing forces, but we will be able to harmonize and work with them and unify those forces. Because the truth is they're unified forces from the universe's perspective. And just for the sake of explanation and describing them, we label them these, you know, masculine qualities or feminine qualities. But that's just for the sake of us being able to talk about them. That isn't necessarily how they really are. They don't, you know, whatever rules that we might put onto them, they don't necessarily live by. Like, we're describing energies. We're not describing people. All right. So let me know how you all are doing. Let me know if you'd like me to pull a card for you today. And I will pull one card if you would like. Just let me know you would like me to pull one. And it will be in regards to the same intention, but with the intention that it's a more specific message for you individually. Let me know if you'd like to participate with that. And don't forget, we have the gratitude board happening over at 12listen.com. That is our sister site to 12radio.com. And it is a free service. You can put what you're grateful for, what has already happened, and we will energize what you are writing out, what you're putting there. And you can also use it if you are wanting to manifest, but you haven't actually manifested it yet. You can go put what you're looking to manifest in present tense as if you've already done it. And we will put our attention, all of us advisors, and help to bring it into being. Because whenever two or more are gathered, it has to be. It has to come. The timing is not assured, but when we join forces, when we join together, we have a way of making it happen. And so that's what the gratitude board is all about. Come and join in and participate, experiment, see what happens. You can post your gratitude anonymously, but you can know that it's you, that it's there for you. You posted it, So give it a try. All that's happening over on 12listen.com. And don't forget, Kelly also has scopes over in the horoscope section to check out. And she's also a contributor to Mark's Power Peak, which is the weekly online newsletter that comes out every Saturday. It's free, but you have to sign up for it. You can do that also over on 12listen.com. All right. So yes, Mercury retrograde is underway. And you definitely may notice a shift in how things are unfolding and how you feel the flow of energy moving in your life. So don't fret. But in a sense, if you can think about getting out a surfboard and riding the wave. Riding the wave. All right, Michelle. I will pull a card for you. Let's do it. All right. Let me just do a quick shuffle here on the cards. Pulling a card for a message for Michelle. First time listener here to the Empowerment and on 12 Radio. We're so glad you found your way here. And the card that comes up is Stargazer. The card for you, Michelle, is Stargazer. And the message is, set your sights higher. Set your sights higher. I feel like you're in the weeds in a certain kind of way with whatever's going on in your physical life. And I want to acknowledge that there's a lot of responsibilities and obligations that are really tugging on all of us right now. And I feel like some of the ones that we are able to kind of like brush off or put way down on the list and not think about, somehow, some way, they're front and center on our like mind screen. And so I just feel like it just has you in a spin cycle, just constantly spinning, but that isn't necessarily helping you bring in understanding or forward movement. So I'm just seeing you spending some time, if you enjoy being in water, a nice hot shower or a nice warm hot bath. If you do a bath, like Epsom salts, Dead Sea salt, add, if you have roses in your garden that you don't treat in any way, you can add some rose petals from your garden. And then some essential oils like lavender and frankincense, some coconut oil, organic coconut oil, some organic olive oil. You can also add a can of organic coconut cream. It makes this yummy, milky, oily, soothing for your skin environment. And it just goes all over your skin and makes your skin feel super soft. And then you also get the detox benefits of the Epsom salt. But I feel something like that to really help get you grounded and back in your body, out of your head. And then once you feel more confidently and comfortable in your heart, then that's where the stargazer energy comes in. And that's tuning into your own inner shaman, your own inner astrologer, your own cosmic counterpart that is able to tune into the bigger picture, that is able to tune into the universe in a much bigger, bolder, broader kind of way than just you and your individualized human experience. And I just seeing that there's some value in connecting to that more spiritual, what we would call more spiritual side of yourself. And trusting that it's not going to unfold on your schedule and on your time per se, but that I do feel the things that you're working on are going to happen. But part of it is trusting it and letting things happen on their own time. We can only control doing our part, but we can't control, but we can try what other people do. But that is just an awful lot of energy, and it usually doesn't work the way we think it's going to work. So I'm getting the feeling for you, ground. If you have a bath and love taking baths, this is your opportunity to make up the most refreshing goddess bath you've ever had. And then use that as a springboard place to get connected to the more deeper part of yourself, the more cosmic part of yourself. The part of you that you know is coming from the infinite source creator, that part of you that is connected to infinite source creator, but really opening the door, laying out the red carpet, and welcoming that part of you in. All right, Michelle, let me know how that resonates with you and what comes up when you hear that message. And thank you so much for being here. I'm going to take a quick drink of my coffee here to wet my whistle. So tasty. All right. I know you might hear many of us, we all have to do different things to make sure that we have our voice and that we keep it nice and smooth sounding and no raspiness or congestion coming to the surface. All right. Maureen is here and she says, "Would love a card, Jay, if time permits." Guess what, Maureen? Time permits. Let's do it. All right, pulling a card for Maureen for her highest and best good. All right, we have, I've never had this card before. It's beautiful. It's Wise One. Wise One. And there is a like a grandmother crone kind of figure. She's in a beautiful wrap and she's got a raven on one arm out in front of her, and then she has an owl on her shoulder, and then there's a crescent moon up in the background. It's like nighttime. And the message is, grow within your current situation. So whatever's going on right now, it feels difficult, it does feel challenging, but it feels like the kind of thing that it's best to face it head on. And it's best to face it based on what you can do. I'm just getting brought back to that message that came through generally, or actually for Michelle, but it's focusing on your part, not on the part that you see that you can try to control on the other person's part. It's more what is your part to do, acknowledging what is their part to do, and keeping a boundary there feels really important. It's like, you're the wise one. You're the one with the information, the knowledge, and the wisdom in the family compared to the other family members that I feel like you're having this challenge with. And it's important to hold your ground and to speak your truth, but it's more, again, about that quiet power. You don't need to go on and on and on explaining. It's like the simplest explanation and then quiet. Like, your silence is going to be also part of the explanation. I feel less talking, more you said what you needed to say, and now then let the chips fall where they may. I just feel like there's something about how you've been pushed around, and this isn't about pushing people back, but it is about not being pushed around anymore and being able to say what you need to say, but also feeling like you don't need to over-explain yourself either. It's like I'm feeling the confidence of grandma. Really the confidence of great grandma. Like, you know how most great grandmas are so no nonsense. They don't have time for any of your bullshit, any of my bullshit, anybody's bullshit. And so in the same way, I feel like it's finding that place within you. Like, you don't got time for the nonsense. Let's come back to what's real. Let's come back to what we can work on and what we can actually change. And then if people make agreements with you, it's like, how do you communicate and make sure they hold up with their end of the bargain? Do you follow through? Do you make sure? I feel like those are important things right now for you to pay attention to. And I feel like will help you get through this time of growing from within this situation and not thinking you need to get out of it. It's like, what's the richness that's here by facing what's here? And I feel like you're doing it. You're actually doing a really amazingly well. It's just holding your ground and standing your ground with these particular family members. I just feel it's like the challenge of a lifetime. And they make you wobble. They make you second guess yourself. And it's important to keep trusting in who you know yourself to be on that deeper level. You have your ancestors with you. Your grandmother is with you. Your great grandmothers are with you. And It's also about deepening that relationship to that energy that and that wisdom that is within you, and not letting anyone, friend, family, or anyone make you second guess that. You are a wise one. You are a wise one, Maureen. All right. I'm sending hugs. I really feel what you're going through doesn't feel good. And it feels difficult, but keep your head up. Keep giving yourself a hug. You might feel you definitely might feel the constriction or the pressure of all this. But like a diamond gets made out of the highest pressures of the universe. Same thing under these certain kind of pressures that you're under right now, it's creating the circumstances for the bravest, most courageous, most loving, most compassionate, most whole version of you to come forward and to have a say and to be heard. All right. Thank you, Maureen. Michelle says, thank you. That hits home. I feel like I need to hear something today, so I stayed on 1-2 Radio after all my angels, taking a bath as soon as I get home. Yay! I can't wait to hear how that goes, Michelle. You'll have to report back. I'm so glad you tuned in for All My Angels with Peggy, and thank you for sticking around. We're so grateful that you're here. And just so you know, we have live programming Monday through Thursday and then reruns the rest of the time. But there's always something going on over here at 1-2 Radio, and that we're happy you found us or are getting reacquainted. You might already known about us, but you're reacquainting yourself here, and I'm glad you're here. Renee says, I had a message from a fortune cookie last weekend that came true. Quote, you will be showered with good luck. Quote, I've had a yard gate down that was too heavy for me to try to fix, but then my niece and her kids fixed it while they were visiting, which I completely did not think would happen. What good luck. That is huge. That's great luck. And how tremendous that you got help and support from your family, and especially like it wasn't expected. That's even a better surprise. And how tremendous that that fortune cookie was foreshadowing some of the good stuff, some of the richness that was about to happen to you. And I feel like it's just the beginning. Who knows what else may come in regards to that good luck, that great luck. I'm going to pull a card for you, Renee. Let's just see what comes through in regards to you and this whole new trajectory of luck. Animal guardians, trust your instincts. Trust your instincts. And there's a raven. There is a beautiful black, leopard, like a black. I can't think of what the panther. It's a panther. I was like, what's the word? It's a panther. A black panther. A beautiful little fawn. A little baby deer, and then an owl. And I just feel. There is something about your connection to the subtle frequencies, like that more subtle part that we can tune into, the earth frequencies that the animals are tuned into and that our spirit animals can communicate through. It's like a radio station that's being broadcast. And it's not just one way. It's not just a one way broadcast. It's very much like more like a phone where it goes both ways. And I just feel like there's something deepening about your connection to your spirit animals, to the animal guides that you have in, that pop up in your life, in your, around you. But the ones that also pop up in the ethereal. And I feel like it's all tied together. It just, your, that luck, is just the beginning. And you just continuing to pay attention to your intuition, to the animals, to caring, to being concerned, to being open to things being different. And that trend is going to continue, and you're going to continue to get unexpected, beautiful, and amazing surprises in your world. Thanks so much for listening, Renee, and being here with us. All right, everybody. Renee, Michelle, Maureen, Pamela. I'm so grateful that you're here. Quelly, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here today. And it's been a joy and a pleasure to be here on Empowerment with Miss Kelly Whetstone. And she'll be back next week. You can find her over on 1-2-Listen. And you can also find me over on 1-2-Listen. Most of us hosts are over on 1-2-Listen for one-on-one support, healing sessions, guidance, astrology sessions, tarot card readings, oracle card readings, all the above. It's all happening over there. And I'm going to leave you all now with Kelly's commercial. She had the infomercial I played at the beginning, and this is her shorter commercial that's talking about you empowered. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. It's been a pleasure and an honor. This has been Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone for 1-2-Listen and 1-2-Radio. We're so grateful that you're here. And that's it for now, everybody. Let me play this commercial. And I'm trying to do too much at once, and I lost my train of thought, but I got you. And thank you for being here. Bye for now.
It is that time of year again. Summer is over and school is back in session. Going back to school has a wonderful vibration all its own. This is Kelly Whetstone, inviting you to catch that vibe and join me this September for You Empowered classes on 1-2academy.com.